Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. It looks like we have an old-fashioned political Donnybrook brewing in Alabama. The Senate Republican primary to succeed retiring GOP Senator Richard Shelby is now becoming a three-way race. Before, Huntsville area Congressman Mo Brooks looked to have a large lead, and then former Business Council of Alabama president and ex-Shelby Chief of Staff Katie Britt looked in position for an outright upset. A new WPA intelligence survey for the Club for Growth political operation finds Mr. Brooks' lead diminishing to 35, 30, 25% over engineering firm owner Mike Durant, who has been heavily advertising his candidacy lately, and Ms. Britt. Should this pattern continue, it appears that this Republican nomination campaign could well go to a runoff election featuring the top two primary finishers should no one reach majority support. The Alabama primary is May 24th, with a June 21st runoff. A new Suffolk University poll finds Florida Senator Marco Rubio running well. He leads Orlando Democratic Congresswoman Val Demings 49-41% in a general election ballot test. Governor Ron DeSantis also looks strong. He would lead Congressman and former Governor Charlie Crist 49-43%. If Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried wins the Democratic nomination, Governor DeSantis' margin expands into double digits. Keep in mind that polling almost always underestimates Republican strength in Florida, so it would be reasonable to add 2 points or so to both Rubio's and DeSantis' totals. The Triton Polling and Research Firm, surveying for a local West Virginia news radio station, tested Senator Joe Manchin's political status if he were facing the voters this year. With his increased political spotlight, the senator's numbers appear relatively strong for a Democrat in one of the strongest Republican states. His favorability rating is 51-40, positive to negative, and he would defeat the strongest Republican, Governor Jim Justice, 41-37, if the election were today. Senator Manchin next stands for re-election in 2024. Michigan manufacturing company owner and retired Army Ranger John James, who previously lost 2 close U.S. Senate races, announced that he is going to run in the state's new 10th congressional district this year. The Michigan Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission drew the 10th as a very marginal open seat, one that both parties can win. Mr. James is clearly the Republicans' best prospect, and now he is in the race. This will become a national congressional campaign. Staying in Michigan, 2 veteran Republican congressmen, Fred Upton and Bill Huizenga, are paired in one district because their state lost a seat in national reapportionment. State Representative Steve Cara, who was challenging Mr. Upton in the Republican primary before the districts were drawn, announced that he will stay in the race. Because Mr. Upton voted to impeach then-President Trump, the ex-chief executive had already endorsed Cara. Now, in a possible 3-way race against 2 incumbents, we're going to see just how strong the Trump endorsement truly is in deciding Republican primaries. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.